Star Report with Sasha Star.
So I woke up in the very, very early hours of Monday morning so that I could watch the Golden Globes live, as I do every year. So for anyone who doesn't know, red carpet begins at about 1 o'clock. And the ceremony this year went all the way until 6:30 in the morning. It was hosted by Andy Samberg of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, as well as Sandra Oh, who some may remember from Grey's Anatomy, but who is lately making waves thanks to her role in Killing Eve. And she had a great night because she actually won. She won Best Actress in a Television Drama Series for that role. So the way the Golden Globes works is they are split into television and film, as well as drama and motion picture or comedy or musical. So lots of awards were handed out. That's why the ceremony takes 3.5 hours. And some of the big winners were, as I mentioned, Sandra Oh. Also a good night for Alfonso Cuarón, who directed the Spanish film Roma. It's a sort of biographical story of a woman who worked in his home when he grew up. That won Best Motion Picture Drama.
You've got to be joking.
Yeah,
I
was
goodness
quite shocked.
Me.
And he also claimed Best Director. So we'll have to wait and see whether it takes any indication when Oscar comes out. But he's very likely to pick up Best Foreign Language Film.
Sasha, I switched it off after 15 minutes. Couldn't do it.
Sasha, she's our girl. She's got stamina.
I did actually. It's on Netflix.
Real stamina.
No, the movie, this Roma one. It's miserable.
She'll watch it all. She'll watch it all so she can come back and report.
And report
it.
On
I
that.
Did,
well.
And I even
See,
watched
I told,
it in
that's
cinema.
Dedication.
Only realizing after that it was actually on Netflix. But it's fine. That cinema is my happy place.
Yeah.
Green Book had a really great evening. This is a story about sort of a race story set in the 60s. Think of a black man, white man. They go on a road trip. It's to do with music. It stars Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali. Mahershala Ali actually won Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama. The film won Best Screenplay and Best Motion Picture Drama. Now, Best Motion Picture Comedy or Musical. People were really excited to see what would happen with that. It went to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, well deserved.
I disagree, and I'm in the minority when
really?
I say that I'm not a fan of this film. I adore Rami Malek.
You're the only person I've heard say that. And
I know. Rami Malek, outstanding as Freddie Mercury, well deserved with his win for Best Actor in the Motion Picture Comedy or Musical. But the film itself, I felt, was quite choppy. I felt as though they'd taken several scenes and just slotted them together. I don't really think they delved into as much material as there was. If you think of it, Freddie Mercury was a new immigrant when he arrived in the UK at about 17 years old. He struggled with his sexuality, his family, and they never really delved
into
any
of
that.
Though, it was the whole band, and that's why it's called Bohemian Rhapsody. It's not called the Freddie Mercury story.
But I don't feel like I learned anything about the band members either.
Really?
So I felt as though, you know, it was great
Brian
seeing...
May. I'm completely obsessed with Brian May. I would marry him tomorrow.
Brian May was actually there at the awards and, of course, gave Rami Malek a huge hug after he won. Lady Gaga missed out on Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical, which was probably her best chance to win this award season. She lost out to Olivia Colman for The Favourite. But she did go home with the Golden Statuette for Best Original Song for Shallow, which is in A Star Is Born. Really great song. So likely some of the names that I've mentioned will be nominated for Oscar when the nominations come out on the 22nd of January. This Oscar is going to be quite different because it's not going to have a host. That is because Kevin Hart was originally expected to host on the evening, and following his announcement, remarks which he had made even 10 years ago came about, which were homophobic, and LGBTQ rights groups were not so happy. He apologized but then chose to step down. Ellen DeGeneres actually spoke with him last week and offered support for him, saying, "We want you to host," that she has spoken to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. But Kevin has now said, when asked yesterday, in fact, "Are you going to host Oscar?" And he said, I'm not hosting this year. I don't have time. You're talking about 2 weeks that I'd really have to prepare. So perhaps we'll see him one day in the future on that big stage. But I, as I said to Simon off air, this is my favorite time of the year. I get really excited. The BAFTA nominations have just come out as we're waiting for the Oscar nominations. And there's a lot of fun that happens behind the scenes as well. For example, at the Golden Globes, people sit at tables, not in rows as they do with other awards. And they drink and they eat. But food is usually served beforehand, so you don't get a lot of clinking cutlery. And people are hungry. Yeah. So Melissa McCarthy, who was nominated for Can You Ever Forgive Me? And people know from Bridesmaids and a whole bunch of other comedy films. She brought sandwiches for people. So she was handing those out. And so I think it's going to get even more fun from here.
Thanks,
and,
Sasha.
I look forward to reporting more.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was a Star Report with Sasha Star.